By the conclusion of the contest, after the roaring engines, flying mud, sparks, fire, and twisting metal have all come to an end, something incredible happens every year. The same guy wins. His name is Pete Hansen. You really need to see a demolition derby from the front row to fully appreciate the impossibility of this. There are simply too many variables in the random, unpredictable chaos of the competition for the same person to win every year. Yet every year, that's exactly what Pete Hansen does. I developed a simmering obsession with the man after I saw his third win. The following year, before his fourth win, I was sure his streak would break, and then watched as he reduced his competitors to smoking heaps of debris. By the fifth year, I knew that if he entered, he would win, decisively. The men in the announcer's booth ran down the roster for the first heat. Pete Hansen's name was called. He rolled unceremoniously into the ring. The flag dropped, and I watched as he systematically tore the insides out of every car within reach of his back bumper. He went on to do the same in the final battle and own the night. Instead of doubting him or shaking my head with astonishment as I had in previous years, I watched him closely this last time, and I saw the thing that made him unbeatable. In a word, fearlessness. In a sentence, Pete Hansen drives like he's got nothing to lose. I went home that evening thinking about the strength of that mindset, and because of what I do at my desk for hours on end, I thought about what that mindset could do to writing. What would it be like to write like I had nothing to lose? Write like Pete Hansen drives, so to speak. Then one afternoon, I asked a friend of mine, who is also a writer, "What story would you tell if no one knew it was you?" We grinned deviously at each other, and the Secret Society of Demolition Writers was born. Over the next several months, I went out to other writers whose work I have admired for all variety of reasons, and asked them the same question. What would you write if I could all but guarantee your anonymity? Under the cover of a dark helmet, how hard would you drive? Where would you take it? Released from the constraints of your reputation and the expectations that come with it, how far would you go? Those exact questions are answered 12 different times, 12 different ways, in the 12 different stories that make up the pages of this collection. It's hard to believe this has never been done like this before. Hasn't everything been done before? Anonymous short stories from well-known writers make too much sense not to have been put together in a collection long ago. Nearly everyone who has written more than one book can tell you that there is a great deal of difference between writing with the knowledge of what will happen once the book is published and writing without that knowledge, if for no other reason than the moment you take after the second book to think about choosing a title that will be easy to explain to every other person who asks you on the tour. God help the writer who finds success and can finally buy the lake house, but is conscripted for the remainder of his career by publishers and readers alike to the one mineshaft that hit pay dirt. Wouldn't it be nice if an author like this could somehow chuck everything their reputation stands on in order to see what else might be out there? Wouldn't it be liberating? And in turn, wouldn't that be good for storytelling? While we're at it, wouldn't it be nice if well-known authors had the courage to throw out a totally new story without the support of their celebrity to influence us as we read? If they had a way to let the story stand on its own, told the story for the story's sake, so to speak. In a sense, every first book is written anonymously. The person who writes their first book can't imagine it will eventually be published, much less read by anyone. They take what is just a stack of paper and hand it to their agent, who hands it to a publisher, who finally turns it into a book. And the name printed neatly across the cover doesn't change the fact that they'd written every page anonymously.